We'll tell you which books Fairfax County Public Schools pulled from school libraries after a parent complained about their content. And a lot of arguing among themselves among congressional Democrats this weekend. Our Mitchell Miller will tell us what it all may lead to. It's 11 o'clock.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. At one point, there were some 15,000 Haitian migrants camped out under and near a bridge connecting Del Rio, Texas, and Mexico. Now the mayor of Del Rio says there are none. More from CBS's Peter King.
Del Rio Mayor Bruno Lozano says the last migrants were cleared out earlier today after essentially forming a small city. And while it created what many called a humanitarian crisis,
miraculously, there have been no deaths.
Lozano says actually the opposite was true.
We've actually welcomed life out of all of this, despite the circumstances that are there.
At least 10 births on site or at area hospitals. Homeland Security says it's flown about 2,000 migrants back to Haiti. Another 3,900 are being processed for deportation or U.S. immigration hearings. Peter King, CBS News.
A wildfire in Northern California has forced thousands to evacuate. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports authorities have arrested a woman suspected of arson.
A 30-year-old resident of Palo Alto who's under investigation for starting other fires in the Shasta area was arrested under suspicion of starting the Fawn Fire, which has already burned 25 structures and is threatening another 9,000.
I'm anxious. I'm not happy about that. We've suffered enough here in the North State.
Susan Eversole is among the 30,000 residents affected by the fire that exploded in size to an approximate 9 square miles amid California's desperately dry conditions. It is now 10% contained. Lilia Luciano, CBS News.
There are nearly 500 National Guardsmen now helping out in Kentucky hospitals. WLKY-TV's Lauren Adams, south of Louisville.
When they first arrived to Baptist Health Harden on September 13th, some nurses were brought to tears at the very sight of them, doing everything from dishes to housekeeping.
And it makes such a difference to know they're here every day, helping us so that we can get to the bedside and take care of patients.
And at Baptist Health Harden, they are seeing record numbers due in part to the pandemic. More patients than they've seen in the last 10 years, and they've had to double the number of ICU beds. It's why that extra set of hands, well, 15 to be exact, have proved so valuable.
A Republican-led recount in Maricopa County, Arizona, has confirmed President Biden's win there. CBS's Deborah Alfarone.
Millions of dollars were spent on the hand recount of more than 2 million ballots. In the end, the recount added a few hundred more votes to President Biden's victory over former President Donald Trump.
In response to the report, Mr. Trump says there is fraud and cheating in Arizona and it must be criminally investigated. Due to COVID, the Ironman World Championship will be held outside Hawaii for the first time in 4 decades, taking place in St. George, Utah on May 7th. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
11:03 on this Friday, September 24th, 56 in D.C., clear skies tonight, much cooler, lows in the 40s and 50s. And good evening, I'm Ken Duffy. The top local stories we're following this hour. Federal charges now filed against two D.C. police officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice and trying to hide what led to a deadly moped chase last fall. One of the officers faces second-degree murder charges as well. Latest now from WTOP's Christy King.
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for murder to charge.
In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says both officers are in the process of being suspended without pay. Terrence Sutton, the officer charged with second-degree murder, was removed from duty immediately. Andrew Zabavsky, charged with obstruction of justice, was working up until this week. Conti says he was put on administrative leave once details of the grand jury indictment were made public. Conti also says it's not an indictment of the entire police force.
There are a lot of officers in our department that are going out on the streets, putting their lives on the line day in and day out.
Councilman Charles Allen, who sits on the Public Safety Committee, tells WTOP the two officers being charged is a step that many didn't think would happen.
It's incredibly rare when we see prosecution of police officers.
Both officers have pleaded not guilty. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
11:05, 11 people have been indicted now in the death of a Loudoun County freshman at Virginia Commonwealth University, and most have been arrested.
The arrests follow a seven-month investigation into the death of Adam Oakes, a 19-year-old from Loudoun County. Oakes, a Virginia Commonwealth University freshman, died of alcohol poisoning after attending a fraternity party in February. He was found dead at an off-campus house about 12 hours after attending the party hosted by the Delta Chi fraternity. 11 people indicted face charges including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. A VCU spokesperson issued a statement saying the school is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity life and culture for all. VCU expelled the Delta Chi fraternity in June. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Fairfax County Public Schools pulling a couple of books off school library shelves for now after a parent alleged there was explicit content in the publications. The mother expressed her concern during yesterday's school board meeting about books that are showing illustrations of child sexual encounters. And as she was describing the content, Stacy Langton was cut off.
This is not an oversight at Fairfax High School.
I'm sorry. There are children in the audience here.
Do not interrupt my time.
I would like to remind everybody.
I will stand here until my time is restored and my time is finished. These books are in stock and available in the libraries of Robinson,
for high school
Langley,
students, ma'am.
And Annandale High School. Pornography is offensive to all people. It is offensive to common decency. It is the reason why the MPAA...
Now, following the meeting, the board did decide to yank Genderqueer and Lawn Boy from circulation pending a review. Now, the publisher Gender Queer issued a statement saying that limiting the book's availability is short-sighted and reactionary. Still to come, Congress has a lot of work to do still dealing with President Biden's major spending packages and how to proceed. It's 11:07.
Are you shopping for your first home or fourth or fifth? At Cap Center, there's an easier way and a less expensive way. Cap your stress by using both our mortgage and realty teams, specialists who work together under one roof for a seamless experience. And cap your costs with a zero closing cost mortgage, saving you thousands of dollars compared to other lenders.
This was my first home purchase. I thought it was going to be an ordeal, but a friend recommended Cap Center to me. I can't believe how easy it was.
My third time using Cap Center. It's a great experience every time. Completely painless. Staff is always on top of what's going on. I can't understand why anyone would use another company and pay close.